Yeah, got it. Okay. I think I had heard that that digital is good quality right up to the moment that it's not. So yeah, interesting. I did program in some of the typical digital DMR simplex frequencies and tested it between a couple of my radios. I think recommended using Talk Group 99 and color code 1, slot 1, and that all seems to be working. So just don't have anybody to test it with yet. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, you can pick and choose what you want for a talk group. You can do talk group 1, some people do 9, some do 99. I've done it all different ways. It doesn't matter. As long as they all match up, that's all that really matters. Yeah, it works good. You can play around with it, do all sorts of stuff, and it works great on simplex. And to answer your question, yeah, if something still shows DMR, it's Dutchmanville. So we used to have where the 19 is and the 443375. Those used to be in Stetsonville, and then we lost access to that tower, so we migrated everything over to Krause Road, south of Petoskey. So that's where our main digital repeater is on that Krause Road tower, the same one we're talking on analog right now. There is a MI5 DMR repeater at the Sussmanville Tower. That's separate from ours, but it's a group that we also work with. That's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you hop on the interwebs and look whcmn.org, you'll get a bunch of info on that. Good group of guys that help us out with a ton of stuff up here. They have their statewide linked DMR repeater at the Stutzmanville site there.